IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Houthis are back. They're making all sorts of noises and making all sorts of claim. How worried should we be? Well, Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, he is the founder of the commander of the Good Neighbor Project. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning. I'm, first of all, super excited to be here with you again after like 2 months that I was out. I was with my unit again. I was called to duty again. So released from duty, and I'm so happy to be here and to be able to talk with you again. So thank you for inviting me. And
it is a great pleasure.
And
thank you for the work that you do in Miluim, in being called up. It can't be easy. It can't be easy to leave your normal, whatever normal means in Israel at the moment, life, to be called to duty once again. How much of a challenge is that?
Yeah. Well, I will just mention, you know, that I served 24 years on active duty. I retired, and I'm saying that from October 7th, I complete my 25th year. I was like over 450 days during the last year and a half. And it's like, stop everything you're doing in your, I will not call normal, but civilian life,
yes,
the PhD,
yeah,
the work, the business, everything. So it's challenging, but this is, you know, this is the price that we should pay in order to continue to live in Israel, in order to be able to answer all the threats. You talk a little bit about the Houthis. If we want to be able to reply and to face against those threats, we need IDF, we need the active duties, and we need the reservists. And this is my duty, my honor to serve my country, simply like that. And I know that it sacrifice sometimes things, but this is what we need to do.
No question about that. Let's talk about the Houthis. It's been more quiet from them over the last while, but they are starting to make threats again, and in fact have promised that if aid isn't returned to Gaza, that they would resume attacks. How seriously does this threat need to be taken?
Well, first of all, we learned that the Houthis, when they threat, they try to make it, not like a lot of other from our enemies that used to threat. However, it was just to make like a fear. The Houthis, well, if they say that they will shoot, I believe that they're trying to do that. This is, again, one or another tool to make pressure on Israel regarding the Gaza issue. I remind you that Iran didn't have much more tools to threat Israel regarding Gaza. Hamas has been defeated. I'm talking from military position. Its abilities has been severely hit. Hezbollah, even more. And from political level, it cannot afford himself entering again the war. Syria has a fall. The Iraqi militias decided, took a strategic decision not to be involved because they saw the weakness of Iran. So the only team that left is the Houthis. Now, regarding the Houthis, I would think that I see here an opportunity, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They attacked us a couple of times. They caused some damage, and unfortunately, even one Israeli civilian has been murdered by one of their attacks. However, Israel showed the world that if we want to attack, three attacks or four attacks, the damage that we caused the Houthis was much more complicated, much more severe than all the attacks of the US and the UK. I see here opportunity. Why? Because the job didn't complete. We didn't complete that job. To eliminate the Houthis and maybe to create the circumstances that Yemen will be a normal country again, it means that the other parties of the Yemenis will take over the Houthis. I do believe and I do pray that if the Houthis will dare to attack Israel again, hopefully Israel will cause them a damage that will be so severe that it will create the atmosphere like it has been created in Lebanon, to change the political environment in Yemen. Yes. So this is my belief, and I truly trust the IDF abilities, the Iron Dome abilities, that if the Houthis will shoot, we will be able to defend our civilians.
Did Israel accurately predict the strength of the Houthis? And just to give a bit more context to the question, there's no doubt that the intelligence around Iran and Hezbollah was something really of a very high standard. The intelligence around Hamas was of a very low standard. Where does the Houthis, the information around the Houthis, fit in?
So, first of all, without getting into much details and information, of course, the Houthis is a little bit more far away than Israel, which means that the intelligence is a little bit harder. However, and you know, you don't need to be an intelligence expert to see. The IDF, when we decided to attack the Houthis, we targeted exactly the places that caused them a damage. I can assure you that there is much more targets that the IDF can hit, which will cause even more severe damage to the Houthis, including persons there that you can, for example, eliminate, which will cause them a damage. So although the challenges of collecting and taking intelligence from a very far destination, I think that everybody in the world, I don't think that a lot of people believe that Israel will be able to attack 2,000 kilometers from Israel, which is a very complicated attack, in such an accurate attack, such an accurate target. And again, we should realize what has been attacked. You have to understand the targets that has been attacked. It's all based on intelligence. So I do believe that, and I will say something else. The intelligence that you need to collect on the Houthis, this is much more different than on Hamas. Hezbollah. They do not have a border with Israel. They cannot invade Israel. So it's different level of intelligence, let's call it like that. And I'm completely sure that what our people doing is more than enough regarding that threat. Now we just need to take a decision, which, you know, it's not always just a military decision.
Right, because an attack by the Houthis really could initiate a particularly aggressive retaliation by Israel, by the United States, who have, and we know that the forces of the United States and the UK have, in fact, gotten involved there. Are we likely to see a greater response this time, given the fact that Israel isn't that active on the other fronts at the moment?
Yes. So this is, like I said before, this is, if the Houthis will dare to attack, I think it's now, I don't know if it will be maybe a better time to complete the job against the Houthis. Like you said, and you're really correct, the Lebanese front is a little bit now, I will not say it, of course, peaceful, but it needs less resources. The same about Syria, the same about Gaza. So we do have like a window of opportunities. I claimed before that I do not understand why we didn't attack them at that time, like 2 months ago, to continue the pressure. Again, those people do not appreciate diplomacy of, you know, talking nice words. They unfortunately, this is the language of those people in the Middle East, those militias is power and power. And I think that Israel should have then to take advantage on the situation. We didn't do it from a lot of reasons. I don't know, of course, all of them. However, if now they will do that,
then now's a perfect
time. This is a great time, and maybe even to create the coalition with the countries that have interests, like the US, like the UK, and together, you know, you don't have to defeat them completely. You have to hit them strong and to create the atmosphere for the change. We saw it, how it happened in Syria. We can see it in Lebanon. I do believe that we can do it in Yemen. And if it will be happen, I can promise you that the Middle East will move one more step to be a better place, more quiet place, more peaceful place.
Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror, great to have you back. He has been serving for the last couple of months. We haven't been able to speak to him. He is the commander of the Good Neighbor Project, speaking to us about Houthi threats.